By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Another morning of rise and shine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Remember, whenever it comes to the weather, this is one of those things which Allahu Alam. You know, that's with everything, isn't it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, no doubt about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing, my dear viewers. And there are some things, and amongst those, the weather itself. There are something whose true knowledge is only left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and given to His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And from amongst those, my dear viewers, is the weather itself. So yes, we can go by the weather forecast. We can listen to the news. You know, we'll be told that it'll be sunny within the next few days or it may rain. But we can't take this as 100% is definitely going to be like this, because we've seen many times that is not the case whatsoever, my dear viewers. Sometimes we're told, yes, it's going to be snowing, and, you know, we find out it's sunny and the next week it's snowing. These are things, everything is within the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, this is what shall happen, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And this is something which is just being human, my dear viewers. You're never happy. So it's like, you know, like right now we have some rain, and when we've got rain, we think, oh, I wish the sun was out, I wish it was really hot. And then some days it's really hot, and okay, the first day fine, and then the next thing you think, oh no, you know, I want some rain, or I want some breeze, you know, I want a bit of breeze. And this is exactly what happens, my dear viewers, where being in the United Kingdom, one thing I could say is we don't get much sun. This is where many people within the UK, they also lack vitamin D. We don't get much sun, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But whatever the situation, whatever the case, alhamdulillah, we should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's beautiful that everything, yes, is a brilliant, it's a perfect system. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. But everything our body does need, we can gain with the right, with the proper, even diet, if we were to speak about our minerals or vitamins or those things which we require through a healthy diet. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, everything can be attained, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. It's said that there's 20 amino acids. And from the 20, we only require 8. Why? Because with those 8, we can also attain the rest of the 20. And those 8, if I remember correctly, some time ago, I did read that this is found only within milk. So if you were to just drink milk, you could find those amino acids. So this is just one example. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, milk is something which is pure. Milk is something which is, you know, replenishes and nourishes us. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled on the Mi'raj Asra, so when he traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Isra, to Jerusalem, that was Masjid al-Aqsa. So when he came to al-Aqsa, then he was offered two things. He was given an option to take one of two things. On the one hand, there was milk. On the other hand, there was alcohol. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was before alcohol was prohibited for Muslims. Initially, it was not prohibited. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given this option too. He was given this option. This milk or this alcohol. But which one did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam take? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose milk. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't only choose it for himself, but he chose it for his ummah. This was a sign that some of the scholars state that alcohol, the Prophet ﷺ, he never drank throughout his entire life. Even whilst for the Muslims it was in the initial stages, it was permissible. But the Prophet ﷺ always refrained from it. He even discouraged it. And then slowly this became prohibited for Muslims. First there was restrictions, and then it was an entire, a complete prohibition of the use of the, you know, of alcohol itself, Madivio. So why am I speaking about this? Just something which came to mind when we were talking about milk, Madivio. So this is something which, and yes, in the mornings too, most of breakfasts, I don't know if that's the word, breakfasts, or you can say cereals, probably all cereals. I know that some people have cereal with water. It's something I've never done. Some of you may have done it. Allahu alam, it's just not one of those things for me. But yes, and some people would have their cereal with water. But the majority, I would say 99%, 99% of people would have their cereals with milk. Most people have cereals. And I don't wish to get into eating cereals and stuff and how healthy it is, the sugar levels, which is a big problem, Madivios. But the good side to it is milk. A baby, what does a baby drink? A baby is drinking milk, only milk initially. In fact, even water, maybe it's just because of the water we have. But he said that for a newborn baby, to give a newborn, or possibly within the first month, within the first few months, to give it water can possibly kill the baby. It's dangerous for the baby, even water, my dear viewers. So what does a newborn baby have? Only milk. And it'll continue to drink milk. And when it's all, and throughout our lives, what do we drink? We drink milk. Alhamdulillah, subhanAllah, today we're speaking about milk. Allahu Akbar. But the reason for this is, yes, a good diet. And milk is one of those things which should be added, or and sugars and things like this should be, you know, removed from our diet. We should take care of our health, yes. Alhamdulillah. We do need to move on. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, every single day we begin with the recitation of the glorious Quran. We are still on Surah Al-A'raf, which inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall be completing very, very soon. My dear viewers of Madani channel, please do remember that the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and that the Quran is going to be recited. And whenever the Quran is recited, to give respect to the Quran, to honor the Quran is necessary for us. So my dear viewers, when the Quran is being recited, we should give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Please make good intentions. Let's listen to the recitation of the Quran, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وممن خلقنا امت یهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون
اور ہمارے بنائے ہوئے میں ایک گروہ وہ ہے کہ حق بتائیں اور اس پر انصاف کریں
والذین كذبوا بآیاتنا سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون
اور جنہوں نے ہماری آیتیں جھٹلائیں جلد ہم انہیں آہستہ آہستہ عذاب کی طرف لے جائیں گے جہاں سے انہیں خبر نہ ہوگی
وَأُمْنِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِين
اور میں انہیں ڈھیل دوں گا بے شک میری خفیہ تدبیر بہت پکی ہے
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِهِمْ مِن جِنَّةِ
کیا سوچتے نہیں کہ ان کے صاحب کو جنون سے کچھ علاقہ یعنی تعلق نہیں
ان ہوا الا نذیر مبین
وہ تو صاف ڈر سنانے والے ہیں
اولم ينظروا فی ملکوت السماوات والارض وما خلق اللہ من شیئ وان عسى ان یکون قد اقترب اجلهم
کیا انہوں نے نگاہ نہ کی آسمانوں اور زمین کی سلطنت میں اور جو جو چیز اللہ نے بنائی اور یہ کہ شاید ان کا وعدہ نزدیک آ گیا ہو.
فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ
تو اس کے بعد اور کون سی بات پر یقین لائیں گے؟
مَن يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَيَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ
جسے اللہ گمراہ کرے اسے کوئی راہ دکھانے والا نہیں اور انہیں چھوڑتا ہے کہ اپنی سرکشی میں بھٹکا کریں.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِندَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوْ
تم سے قیامت کو پوچھتے ہیں کہ وہ کب کو ٹھہری ہے یعنی کب آئے گی؟ تم فرماؤ اس کا علم تو میرے رب کے پاس ہے، اسے وہی اس کے وقت پر ظاہر کرے گا.
ثقلت فی السماوات والارض
بھاری پڑ رہی ہے آسمانوں اور زمین میں.
لا تأتیکم الا بغتہ
تم پر نہ آئے گی مگر اچانک.
یسألونک کأنک حفی عنہا قل انما علمها عند اللہ ولیکن الناس لا يعلمون
تم سے ایسا پوچھتے ہیں گویا تم نے اسے خوب تحقیق کر رکھا ہے. تم فرماؤ اس کا علم تو اللہ ہی کے پاس ہے لیکن بہت لوگ جانتے نہیں.
قل لا املك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا الا ما شاء اللہ
تم فرماؤ میں اپنی جان کے بھلے برے کا خود مختار نہیں مگر جو اللہ چاہے.
وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
اور اگر میں غیب جان لیا کرتا تو یوں ہوتا کہ میں نے بہت بھلائی جمع کر لی اور مجھے کوئی برائی نہ پہنچی، میں تو یہی ڈر اور خوشی سنانے والا ہوں انہیں جو ایمان رکھتے ہیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. مدی ویوز آف مدنی چینل، الحمدللہ عز و جل، وی آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن. مدی ویوز، سورۃ الاعراف، وی آر کمنگ ٹوورڈز دی کلوزنگ ورسز ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. ویری سون وی شیل بی کمپلیٹنگ، یس وی شیل کمپلیٹ دی لسننگ آف دس پارٹیکولر سورا ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. اینڈ دس از سورۃ الاعراف، مدی ویوز، امنگسٹ دی بگیسٹ آف دی سوراز آف دی لانگیسٹ آف دی چیپٹرز of the glorious Quran. And Madhavi was making our way through one part to another part, one surah of the glorious Quran to another surah of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah Azzurul, every day getting to listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And this is not something which we regularly complete, the Quran. So it may be that on and off days, maybe somebody is passing away, we'll open the Quran and we'll read it. And it's only that possibly, maybe even one day. Many people don't even do this, sadly. Many wouldn't even do this. But when somebody passes away, we may read the Quran, maybe during the month of Ramadan Sharif, we'll open the, and this again is possibly first few days. Mashallah, there are some fortunate individuals who will read it regularly. So on occasions, you may open up the glorious Quran and read it. My dear viewers on the channel, one thing I would like to ask you, those occasions when you do read it, how does it feel? I bet you really enjoy it. And this is reality, this is how it is. That even if it's, you know, after maybe even a long time, you've not opened up the glorious Quran. You open it, you've, you know, you've performed the ablution, your ghusl, etc. You've come maybe to the masjid, maybe you're reading at home, and you open the Quran, you just sit there, relax, nothing on your mind. We don't have, oh, I need to go do this, and then I need to do this, and then I need to do that. No, just with a clear mind, you open the glorious Quran, you read. How much do you enjoy it? And I bet every single one of you would say that, yes, you know, it's something which whilst I'm there, I think I want to read more. I want to read more and more. I don't want to put it down, but maybe I have to, you know, I have to do something, so I have to close and go. But then we don't return to it is the problem. So we may read it that one day, maybe for that one day we may read it for an hour, maybe longer. But that's it, once we've left it, that's it, we've left it. No, my dear viewers. Well, there are two things. That one thing, knowing how to read the Quran, because if a person doesn't know how to read the Quran, then they don't even get this feeling. Why? Because they don't know how to read it. They're just trying to work out what does this say. It doesn't mean nothing to them. So how can they gain this blessing and this beautiful feeling, this sensation whilst reading the Quran? They can't attain that. But then those people who can read the Quran, then they would enjoy reading the Quran. But sadly, when they put it away, they just put it away. No, my dear viewers, the Quran is something which, what does it mean? It's that thing which is read so much, read and read and read over and over and over. And it's not something you ever get bored of. Any book really, because I used to love my books. I used to read all sorts of books, my dear viewers, on the channel. And there are books which I have read possibly twice or even thrice, maybe three times. I'm not sure, maybe more than four times. I'm not sure. But those same books right now, I could never go back and pick those same books up right now. Why? Because I've read it. I've never read it once. I've read it twice. I've read it three times. I can't go back and pick up that book. The Quran, my dear viewers, is something where you can never say, oh yes, I've read it. No, my dear viewers. You can read it again and again and again. And mashallah, there are people who have read it thousands of times. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among such people who regularly recite the glorious Quran too. My dear viewers of Madani channel, question of the day. What is today's question? Today's question, mashallah, is a beautiful one. Today's question, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is, now there are many companions, some companions greater than others, the greatest of all companions, the first of the Khulafa, the greatest of the Khulafa, the first Khalifa, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, whenever we think of companions, this is possibly, and most of the time, the first individual who comes to mind. And inshallah, we shall be speaking about this individual today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest of all the companions. And then we can't say, no, this companion is the least. No. Alhamdulillah, you know, this is the greatest, yes, and then there's many other companions. Many other companions. My dear viewers of Madani channel, every single companion, there's no companion down here, nor there's no such thing as below or low for any companion. Every single companion is above our heads and great, every single one of them. Each and every single, this is something we must remember, that every single companion, the word companion is the important one here. And by companion, we refer to the Sahaba Ikram, those who are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man laqiya, those who met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether that's seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some who may have been blind, they were not able to see, but they were to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa yu'minu bihi, and they believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa mata alayhi, and they passed away believing, as Muslims meaning, believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those individuals are considered companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, as I was saying, every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, well, great, so great. You know, the dust below the feet, and this is one example, which is a reality. But this is the way of putting it, that the dust below their sandals, not even their feet, the dust below their sandals is greater than us. Alhamdulillah, this is our belief. This is how great these individuals truly were, my dear viewers. And that's every single companion. Every single one. There's no exceptions, no. Is that person a companion is the question. If that person's a companion, that's it. Yes, they were human, and yes, you know, there may have been mistakes amongst the companions or differences of opinion, or, you know, even Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's amongst the greatest of people. But when he was not a Muslim, first he was the enemy. But as soon as he accepted Islam, what happened? All of those sins or whatever they may have been, were all diminished, were all removed. This is the beauty of Islam. That when a person accepts Islam, when a person embraces Islam, then all of the sins they may have performed, clean slate. This is for everybody, not just companions, this is for everybody. All those individuals who accept Islam, who embrace Islam, all of the previous sins are forgiven. Like a newborn baby, completely free from sin. Allahu Akbar. So we don't think, oh, what did this person do? How did... No, alhamdulillah, every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love them, we must. It's part of our iman. We must love them, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And they are all greater than us, greater than our parents, greater than our children, more beloved. Should be more beloved to us than our parents, our children, inshallah. As I was saying, that yes, coming to the question, what is the question? For some reason today I'm diverting. The question for today, my dear viewers, speaking about the companions, the question is, who was the last companion to leave this world for the eternal abode? Who was the last companion to pass away? Allahu Akbar. There are four options as usual. Option number one, was it Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son-in-law, you can say, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he who married Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the fourth Khalifa? Yes, he was a Khalifa. So the first Khalifa, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then Hazrat Ibn Farooq radiallahu anhu. And then the third, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. The fourth Khalifa, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Was he the last one? The last of the companions? Was he the last of the companions to pass away? This is option number one. Option number two, was it the great Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Everybody knows who Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. Was it the great Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Was he the last companion to pass away? Option number three, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu is famously known as the Ghaseel of the Malaika, Ghaseel al-Malaika, that individual who was bathed, whose ghusl was performed by the angels. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, was he the last one to pass away? Or option number four, my dear viewers of Madani channel, was it Hazrat Anas, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that individual who was given to or presented, gifted by his own mother to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at a very, very young age. A genius, no doubt about it. One who spent his life serving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many viewers, was he the last companion to leave this world for the eternal abode? Allahu Akbar. Four options, my dear viewers, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more love for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and grant us the ability to learn about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the four options. Again, the question is, who was the last companion to pass away? Was it Hazrat Ali, the fourth Khalifa radhiyallahu an? Was it Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu an? Was it Hazrat Hanzala radhiyallahu an? Or was it Hazrat Anas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Only one of the four is correct. And yes, there's not another person outside of these options. No, the correct answer is from one of these four. We have listened to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's now move on to the Naat Sharif. Praise upon the greatest of all mankind, the greatest of all creation, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi,
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi. سراپا یا نبی تفسیر ہے قرآن کی، واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری، واللیل زلفیں ہیں تیری، والشمس ہے چہرہ تیرا،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رونا فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا، تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا، تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا، کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہا، تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رونا فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
وہ خدا نے ہے مرتبہ تجھ کو دیا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا، کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہا، تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رونا فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
تیرا مسند ناز ہے عرش بری، تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی، تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی، تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہا، تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رونا فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم، ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا،
یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا، رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں، کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں، نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا، مجھے شوخی طبع رضا کی قسم،
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا، تیرے چہرہ رونا فضا کی قسم، قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah عز و جل, you are watching Rise and Shine. What is today's topic, my dear viewers? Today's topic is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. There's a famous in Arabic, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we have this in mind, when we really have this in mind, then, well, if you think about what does it mean, Hasbunallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough. When something is sufficient, and this is in every way, then we don't require other things, my dear viewers. This automatically, it removes so many other things. You think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His orders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His sustenance He gives us. Every single day He gives us sustenance. Every single moment He allows us, He gives us the tawfiq, the ability to breathe, to speak, to see. Yes, this every single moment, only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can we do anything like this. So for example, I'm raising my hand, I'm moving my hand. This is with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without, I would not be able to move my hand. Without, you know, I can turn blind in a moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me from this. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. Then nothing else matters. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders, that is enough. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, that's fine. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. If we can have this mindset, this is something I'm saying with words, and may I be able to truly act upon this. May I be, remember, everything I am saying, it doesn't mean I'm a perfect person sitting right here and, you know, I'm just telling other people, no, this is a lesson for me too. Really, because, you know, we all could get carried away. We all could be, disturbed, detracted from what we are doing or from the right path, my dear viewers, at any time. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me from this, protect all of us from this. This could happen to anybody. Sometimes you may think, yes, you know, this person is the biggest of, you know, very, very knowledgeable, you can say. He's amongst the greats, or he's a very, very pious individual. And what happens? That person could be destroyed. Why the shaitan gets the better of that person? So remember that even the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the dua they do? Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, within the Quran we find. You know, at the end, after all he's attained, he says, Ya Allah, grant me death upon Iman. Grant me death upon Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that, I can't remember the exact words, my dear viewers, but he says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and when you die, O Musa, says, you know, mentions a few things to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but from amongst them, he says that when you die, make sure you die believing in my oneness. You meaning you die on Iman. So this is something which everybody feared. And the prophets are the greatest of the greatest, my dear viewers. They're the greatest of all. No doubt the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the greatest of all people. No doubt about that. But this is a lesson for us that there is no guarantee. We have no guarantee that we shall die as Muslims. We have no guarantee we shall die as believers. The shaitan is there. I was just reading the other day in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya about the story of the shaitan himself, the story of Iblis, how he was, how he used to live upon the earth, how he was taken to the heavens, why, you know, as a prisoner of war. And, you know, whilst I was reading this, There's a hadith sharif which was mentioned, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that indeed the shaitan is waiting for all of the children of Hazrat Minhum, for all people, at every path. Upon his every path, the shaitan is waiting to set a trap, to harm a person, to take him off the true path, to mislead a person, to misguide a person. All the time, shaitan is always sitting and waiting upon every pathway of a person. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers, the only way to protect ourselves from the shaitan is dua, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever think, oh yes, no, I'm fine, you know, my iman is not at risk. Never think this. As soon as you think this is a big problem, my dear viewers, inshallah. This is where a person, mazallah, can become misguided. So how did we get onto this? Yes, as I was saying, that we must remember that there's no certainty we are going to die upon iman. We have no certainty whatsoever. And this is the most important thing. Our iman is the most important thing. And with our iman comes what? The commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prohibitions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things which He has prohibited, which He has disallowed, not allowed for, those things which He has made unlawful for us. To respect these, to honor these, to act upon these. And not act as if it's a burden. So some people may think, let's just say alcohol, for example, is prohibited. Everybody knows alcohol is something which is not allowed. Now, we could think, oh, that's a burden. But then, my dear viewers, if you think about it, how many people say, oh, I wish I was, never drunk alcohol in my life. I'm talking about non-Muslims too. They'd be like, oh, wow, alcohol is prohibited? You lot are so lucky. There was one person I was speaking to not long ago. I said, I've never drunk alcohol. This was a non-Muslim. I said, I've never even tasted it. Alhamdulillah. Never even tasted alcohol. And that person was shocked. Really, he was shocked. He was amazed. You've never even had alcohol? I said, it's prohibited in my religion. I'm a Muslim. And Muslims, we're not allowed to drink alcohol. And that person says, you are so lucky. Really, you are so lucky that you do not drink alcohol. Because I wish I could give it up. Alcohol is so bad for you. And so many people, they say, refrain from alcohol. For so many reasons. Whatever the problem is, they'll be, stop drinking alcohol. Refrain from alcohol. Whenever they say this, I'm like, yes, no problem. I don't need to drink alcohol anyway. Alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. Muslims, we don't drink alcohol. This is just one example, my dear viewers. That whatever laws, whatever commandments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we may not think that it is for our better. But it is undoubtedly better for us. It is the best for us, my dear viewers of inshallah. All those commandments, all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from having alcohol. That's good for us. If you think about it, look how bad alcohol is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from lying. How bad is lying? If you think about it, why is it we have so many problems in our lives? Because they just, how many people tell a lie, how many people tell the truth? Nowadays it's more lies than truth itself. Backbiting, what does this end up doing? It ends up destroying relationships, etc. Fornication, what does this do? It destroys societies. So all of these things which have been prohibited, these are truly for our benefit. Really, these are truly for our benefit. And when a person truly believes that, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me, this is when, my dear viewers, you are satisfied. And there's no such thing as depression, anything. I don't mean there's no such thing as depression. Yes, people are depressed. But I mean, when you are in this state, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me, then whatever you have, whatever troubles you have, you think, let them come. Whatever the difficulty may be, let them come. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. And this protects a person from depression too. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he would always make this dua. He would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. that, Ya Allah, I beg you, I ask you for your love. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. And also the love of those people who love you. He says that, Ya Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own family, than my own children, my own family, than myself, and even cold water. Allahu Akbar. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what, when we have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. Then there's no worries. It removes all worries. What does it matter? Well, what is this world? This world is temporary. What is this worry? This worry is temporary. It's going to go. One day we're going to die. End of story. Alhamdulillah, we'll be given Jannah, inshallah. So yes, it's positivity. And alhamdulillah, this is what Rise and Shine is all about, my dear viewers. It's all about staying positive, staying happy. Whatever worries we may have, think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that sometimes He brings hardships upon us, and those hardships which He brings upon us, my dear viewers, are for our good. It said that even for a moment when we lose something, let's just say, for example, sometimes we have it with our phone. So, you know, you've got your phone, you've got it in your pocket, or you think you put it in your pocket, maybe I've placed it at the side, and I'll stand up and I'll think, oh, where's my phone? And even for a moment, somebody think you're worried, or maybe it's just a key, maybe something important. You see, phone's important too for many of us. And just for that one moment, you think, oh, it's just there. Now, just that one moment, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, where you were worried, this is a means for your forgiveness. Just that one moment where, you know, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places worry upon you. But even that is a means for your forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. So think, whatever it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He has decided, whatever He has intended for me, I'm happy with that. Allahu Akbar. And this is coming towards, well, our topic, which is, my dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, let's go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah azza wa jal, we shall continue.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
As believers, our every action should be done solely to earn the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't show off, we shouldn't be ostentatious, because we know the reward will be given from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will not reward us. In one narration, which is found in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat, we're encouraged to do things only for the sake of Allah, and the reward is also mentioned. And this hadith is in particular regards to building masajid, houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid Aisha radiallahu anha is the rawiya, the narrator. She states, the Prophet alayhi salam said, the person who builds a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not intend to show off by doing so and boast about it. So there's none of this boasting, showing off included in that intention. Allah Almighty will build a house for such a person in paradise. What do we learn? When we do things sincerely for Allah, solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the rewards we attain. As opposed to doing things for people where the action will be done, but we will return empty-handed. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to ensure that our each and every action is done with sincerity and solely for His sake. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. My dear viewers, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, we do have a guest who has joined us today. He's from Birmingham. This individual, mashallah, you're all well aware of. This is our respected Abdul Hannan bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Abdul Hannan bhai, mashallah, how are you? And welcome to our program, by the way. It's been some time, hasn't it?
It's just, you know, the tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they had that in such a unique way that we can't even imagine. MashaAllah, their tawakkal, they thinking that Allah is sufficient for them, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for them, you know, they are happy with that. And subhanAllah, it's showing the how strong their belief is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it reminds me of the story of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, when the time of one of the battles, when they were asked to bring whatever, give something in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, what did he do? He bought all his wealth. Everything which he possessed from his house, he brought it all into the court with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? And he said, Allah and his Rasul. Meaning, Allah and his Rasul is enough for me. And subhanAllah, this is the tawakkal upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we could have, you can say, a drop of that tawakkal upon of the pious people of Allah, the Anbiya alayhi wasallam, really, we will overcome our thousands of our worries and our problems. Why? Because if you were to rely upon this, that Allah is sufficient for us, then really everything else will fall in its place. The sad thing is that, you know, it's like we are weak in our iman in thinking of this, that Allah is sufficient for us. And this is why we fall into so many problems and so many difficulties, or we find it difficult to face problems. Face difficulties because of this. And you know, there have been incidents of many pious people of Allah, and they thinking of this, that Allah is sufficient for them. They didn't care what state they were in. You know, there was a mention about one of the awliya Allah. He was in lockup. He was jailed. And he was tied, and you know, and someone saw him being tied, and he took his hands out of the chains, and he says, "If I wish that I could come out of this, but I've left myself in this. If this is what Allah wills for me, then
Allah, I will Allah, say something." There's something which comes to mind now that you mentioned this. Is there was one person, he went out in search for the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes towards the desert to look for those people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who, you know, the ascetics, those who are just to themselves, lost in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes across a tent and he finds a person within there doing dua and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He realizes this person doesn't even have hands. This person doesn't even have legs. Yet this person is saying, Ya Allah, thank you for giving me so much. And he's thinking, you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this is the state of you? Allahu Akbar, this shows truly, doesn't it? Imagine that, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, mashallah. Protect our hands, protect our feet, protect our limbs, inshallah, azza wa jal. But the reality is, there are some people who, they are true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else matters, does it?
Alhamdulillah. You know, Shabazz bhai, if we start to have that belief, that true belief in Allah, that Allah is sufficient for us. And, you know, nothing will, you know, everyone goes to difficulties. Yeah, you're able to understand, bear them as well. Because of, you know, when you rely upon Allah, when you're truly relying upon Allah, then you know it's from Allah. And, you know, when you know it's from Allah, then you will have someone.
I was thinking, Abdul Hanan, how can we develop this? Because this is something easy to speak about, but it's not easy to act upon. For example, me, myself, I may say, so right now I may be talking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. But then when something happens to me, like, oh, damn, and, you know, I'm in my own world, I'm so worried maybe, you know, anything. How can you attain this? One thing is, a reminder possibly. What else would he say? That, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, then that's what's best, inshallah.
You know, Shabazz bhai, in related to this, always think, the way you can overcome this is always think of someone who is in more difficulty than you. And when you will see them or read about those difficulties which the Anbiya alayhim salam went through, the Sahaba went through, the pious people of Allah went through, I mean, when you will see their state and then how patient they were, and then, you know, when you think, oh, our state was nothing. And there's one specific thing I mentioned when those people who are in a difficult state, You know, sometimes people think, oh, that's it. It's the end of the world for me. I can't, you know, they can't bear it. And I remind him of the waqia of Karbala. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, you know, what went upon Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala at that time. You know, could you imagine that his older son is being martyred in front of him? Right, the one, you know, only a person relies upon the older son that he's going to take care of everything. He's been martyred. And then the most innocent child, the much, you know, the little Sayyidina Ali Asghar, he's been martyred in his own hands.
In his own,
you know, can you imagine that anyone can you difficult to be more than that? And then you know that you're going to go leaving everyone behind and then returning to them. Imam Hussein knew what was going to happen. It was already foretold by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And yet, look at that relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that tawakkul upon Allah, still going into the battlefield, still doing everything, you know, still reading a salah in that state, you know, when water has been turned away from you. And, you know, when I say to people who are in a difficulty, I say, just ponder over this. Really, our difficulties, our hardship, is nothing. Nowhere near what Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala made. And this type of incident, these types of events, if one is to put them in front of him, then, you know, it'll become easier for him to bear. It'll become easier for him to overcome as well, inshallah.
Abdul Hanan bhai, jazakallahu khairan for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family, inshallah, as well as all of our viewers. Abdul Hanan bhai, again, jazakallahu khairan so much, mashallah, for your time, inshallah. Barakallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamualaikum.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. MashaAllah, that was our respected Abdul Hanan bhai. My dear viewers, let's move to our daily reminder. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mercy of the Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was astounding. The Messenger of Allah was once resting on a journey. Ghawrath bin Harith then came and took the sword of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and removed it from its sheath, intending to martyr him. Now when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep, Ghawrath said, "O Muhammad, who can save you from me now?" Now, listen to the reply of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. He replied by simply saying, "Allah." Ghawrath was overawed when he heard this, causing him to let go of the sword that he was holding. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then picked it up in his sacred hand and asked, "Who is there to save you from my hand now?" Ghawrath began to plead, saying, "Only you can save my life." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, again the mercy comes into happening. "Let him go and forgave him." After this incident, Ghawrath returned to his nation and said, "O people, I have returned after meeting with such a person who is the best of all humans on earth." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these incidents highlight how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would treat everyone, every single person from child to adults, with love and compassion, as well as not become angry with anyone due to personal reasons. No matter how personal anything got, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always kind. But when the boundaries of Sharia were breached in front of him and the divine laws were disregarded, signs of anger would become visible upon his noble forehead. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, anything personal to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not matter to him. But when the boundaries of Sharia were disregarded, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get really, really angry. We must take care and all do good deeds and please the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins for his sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we have listened to the daily reminder. Don't forget today's question, by the way. What is today's question? Today's question, my dear viewers of Madani channel, which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last to pass away? Which companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last to pass away, meaning to leave this world for the eternal abode? And there are four options. For those who have not sent in the answers, please do send in your answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, inshallah, azza wa jal. The options are: option number one was it Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Option number two, my dear viewers, was it Hazrat Bilal, radhiyallahu ta'ala an. Option number three, was it Hazrat Hanzala, radhiyallahu ta'ala an. Option number four, was it Hazrat Anas, radhiyallahu ta'ala an. Four great individuals. Four options, my dear viewers. Was the fourth Khalifa Hazrat Ali? Was it option number two, Hazrat Bilal? Option number three, Hazrat Hanzala? Option number four, Hazrat Anas radhiyallahu anhum ajma'een? Which one is the correct answer? Please do send in your answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all forever happy, inshallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Mashallah, we hear about one particular department of Dawat Islam. Yes, Dawat Islam has many departments. There is so much work going on, alhamdulillah. You know, there's only some that you see. Mashallah, you're watching Madani channel. This itself is costing so much. But this is only one work. This is only one department of Dawat Islami. Similarly, there are many tens of other departments. There used to be 100 plus, but now some have been combined, have been brought together. So I don't know what the exact number is now, but there's plus 50 departments. Allahu Akbar. So much work going on all around the world, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And much of it we don't know about. What work is Dawat Islami doing? There's so much work that Dawat Islami is doing. Let's learn of it, inshallah. Let's look at the work which Dawat Islami is doing. Maybe we wish to join. Maybe we wish to help, to aid in some way, in one particular field. You think, oh, mashallah, they're doing this. Or I wish to help too. I wish to, whether it be monetarily contributing towards it. I wish to contribute towards it too. Inshallah, please do make good intentions like this. Inshallah, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, inshallah, we're going to hear about one of the online departments of Dawat Islami. One of the online departments. Let's see what this is, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Let's listen to this documentary that we have. Let's watch it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Allahu.
नाज़रीन, जब भी मदरसों और जामिया की बात करते हैं तो एक बात बाज़ औक़ात लोग कहा करते हैं कि हम बड़ी बिजी लाइफ गुजारते हैं, मदरसों और जामियात में जाना हमारे लिए ज़रा मुश्किल हो जाता है, तो फिर हम क्या करें? तो जनाब, उनके लिए एक शानदार फैसिलिटी हमने ये की कि हमने ऑनलाइन मदरसा बना दिया, फैज़ान ऑनलाइन एकेडमी। जी हाँ, घर बैठे, दुनिया में कहीं भी हैं, अपनी मर्ज़ी के वक्त के मुताबिक आप कुरान पाक पढ़ सकते हैं, दरस निज़ामी कर सकते हैं और बहुत सारे कोर्सेज़ कर सकते हैं। स्क्रीन पर आप कोर्सेज की कुछ डिटेल देख रहे होंगे। ये 30 के करीब कोर्सेज अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह दावत इस्लामी का ये शोबा फैज़ान ऑनलाइन एकेडमी हमें ऑफर कर रहा है। और फैज़ान ऑनलाइन एकेडमी की तो क्या बात है। आइए मैं आपको बताता हूं कि इस डिपार्टमेंट में इस वक्त क्या पोजीशन है, कितने स्टूडेंट्स पढ़ रहे हैं। मोर देन 21,000 स्टूडेंट रोजाना ऑनलाइन कुछ ना कुछ इल्म दीन हासिल कर रहे हैं और ये तकरीबन 79 कंट्रीज से ऑनलाइन होते हैं और हमारे कारी साहिबान इस्लामी भाई और इस्लामी बहनें उन्हें इल्म दीन सिखा रहे हैं। यहां भी एक पर्दे का निजाम रखा गया है कि मर्द को मर्द ऑनलाइन पढ़ाएं और खवातीन को खवातीन इस्लामी बहनों को इस्लामी बहनें ऑनलाइन पढ़ाती हैं। इस निजाम के साथ आपको जानकर खुशी होगी कि अब तक तक 39,000 के करीब बच्चों और बच्चियों ने ऑनलाइन अपने कोर्सेज कंप्लीट कर लिए हैं। एक ऐसा यूनिक मदरसा है, एक ऐसा यूनिक इस्लामिक ऑनलाइन इंस्टीट्यूट है जिसकी मिसाल दुनिया में नहीं मिलती। और आपको जानकर यह भी खुशी होगी कि इसकी ब्रांचेज अब तक 47 बन चुकी हैं, 38 पाकिस्तान में हैं और 9 बैरून मुल्क में हैं। और इस एक शोबे की बरकत से तकरीबन अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह 1300 से ज्यादा इस्लामी भाइयों को और इतनी ही इस्लामी बहनों को, यानी ऑल टुगेदर 2700 का स्टाफ है। तो घर बैठे हमारी बहनों को ऑनलाइन कुरान पढ़ाने की बरकत से या ऑनलाइन इल्म दीन सिखाने की बरकत से रोजगार भी मिल रहा है, पर्दे के साथ साथ वो अच्छा रोजगार भी कमा रही हैं। तो दावत इस्लामी का एक और कमाल यह है कि वो एम्प्लॉयमेंट भी क्रिएट करता है, बेरोजगारी के खात्मे में भी दावत इस्लामी का एक शानदार किरदार है।
सारे जहां में इश्क मोहम्मद की खुशबू फैलाई है।
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ما شاء الله. By the way, this is just a brief introduction, you can say, of the departments, because they did mention 30 courses. They didn't mention all of the 30 courses. That yes, there are people around the world who do struggle, and there are many people, and they think and they wish. They say that we don't even have a local mosque, a masjid. And yes, that's one of the departments too, building masajid, where about 600 masajid, approximately 600 masajid are being, whether that be built or made every single year all around the world by Dawat Islami. Imagine this. SubhanAllah, just think about just this itself for a moment. Imagine in a lifetime building one masjid. This is a big thing in a lifetime, building a masjid, subhanAllah. And this should be an aim for us too, that, you know, even if it be in a country where things are cheap, even if it be a small one, but building is said, there's a hadith sharif, that he who builds a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall build a house for him in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that, subhanAllah. This is just one thing. 600 though, 600 of them. Wow, really, wow. 600 being built. And this is as a yearly basis that Dawat Islam is doing. As well as this, Madhivyus. And this is, well, coming back to the online. Online, we have Quran being taught. The first, the Qaida, and then the Quran, so Arabic, being taught as a language reading, to read Arabic, to be able to read the Quran. Then there's other courses such as Tafsir, such as the Dars-e-Nizami, online, teaching people their beliefs, teaching people the translation, the understanding of the Quran, the understanding of the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's all of these things. There's how to perform. So there are many things which we have been ordered to do. How do we do those things? The rulings we need to know. Who is it necessary upon? The zakat, madhivyus, which is something which needs to be done yearly. But then there's those things which need to be done daily. Our salah. How do we read our salah? Sadly, yes, we are Muslims, madhivyus, but sadly, so many people do not know how to pray their salah properly. If you take a look, if you go to a masjid, there's so many things which people are performing which does invalidate a person's prayer. Or maybe they've not even performed the ablution properly. So if a person has not performed his ablution, how can his salah be correct? Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is providing all of this for us. Now, mashallah, since we do have some time and reviews, I'd like to read a verse from the glorious Quran, which states, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ. This is so beautiful, really, that قُلْ, meaning you say, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ, that indeed my salah, my sacrifices, وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ, and the translation comes al-Iman is, and my living and my passing away, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, are all undoubtedly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of all of the worlds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is this verse telling us? Inna salati, my salah, my ibadah, my worship. Inna salati wa nusuki, my sacrifices. Wa mahyaya, my living. Wa mamati, my dying, my dear viewers, my passing away. These are all lillahi, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all the universes, the Lord of all of the worlds. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, our worship, our sacrifices, our life, our death, which is everything in a person's life. Because the reason for our life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of worship is sacrificing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life itself, our death, all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means, what's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everything, really. Everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our life, our death. That even when we are going to die, that we die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing good deeds, inviting people towards goodness. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the scholars say that Hazrat, and this is, you know, we spoke about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, no doubt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a perfect example. Always Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another individual is the first Khalifa of the believers, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said he was once inviting towards goodness. He was once inviting, I mean, towards Islam. He delivered a speech when the Muslims were ordered to now start to invite people. Start to invite people towards Islam. He stood up and he started speaking to the people. He started calling the people, inviting them towards Islam. What did the people do? How did they reciprocate? They beat him. Yes, they trampled all over him. Beat him to the floor and continue to strike his blessed, his noble face. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. So now he was ready to give his death. So our life, our deaths for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was ready to give his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he lived. He did not die. So they beat him and beat him and beat him. So when he saw the people thought he was going to die. And they take him to his mother. And as soon as he wakes up, they say, oh, give him water. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu says, how is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He did not straight away wake up and say, water. No, this is what anybody would do. They would, you know, if they've been beaten, and we can't really, to be honest, we've never been in that position. I've never been in the position. So I can't really say this will happen. But generally, what we know of is, the first thing when a person is really harmed, has really been beaten, been placed unconscious, when they regain their consciousness, what the first thing, possibly water. So that Abu Siddiq, the first thing is not water, no. The first thing is, how's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How's the Messenger of Allah? That's the first thing he says. No, can I have some water? No, he can barely speak. He says, how's the Messenger of Allah? And say, don't worry, just have some water. His own mother, Ummul Khair. Don't worry, just take some water. He says, no. First tell me, how's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Go to this person, ask, how's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That person doesn't know. No, first take me to the Prophet. I will not accept it. I will not drink any water until I see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he is taken to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, ya Rasulullah, how are you? He sees that the Prophet ﷺ is okay. Only then does he accept water. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is, yes, it's something which, Allahu Akbar, and this shows, doesn't it? It's something which probably we can never act upon. Allahu Akbar. Well, we don't have the ability nowadays because we're not living during the time of the Prophet ﷺ where we can say, oh, let me go see the Prophet ﷺ. But yes, there are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can still see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But my dear viewers, it's one of those things which it just shows, doesn't it? That Hazrat, the first Khalifa, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he truly was the greatest. He truly was the greatest of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning from the companions, Madhivi was the most beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet didn't keep friends, but if he would, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the Prophet says about him that he would spend that nobody has benefited me more, nobody's wealth than that of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He said that he would be able to spend the wealth of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq like it was his own. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is mentioned that he had approximately 40,000 dirham or dinars when he accepted Islam. But my dear viewers, when it came to him performing the hijrah, he only had about 5,000 or so left. All of it given in the path of Allah. And then the rest of it too, given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many examples. These are individuals who truly believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to believe this too. My dear viewers, we are running out of time. The question was, what was the question? Which was the last companion to pass away? MashaAllah, somebody has, given salam. It states, my name is Imran Hussein from South End on Sea, Essex. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. The answer is number 4. And mashallah, he states that I can't read it properly, but he says something about beautiful and blessed. Mashallah, kindly make dua for our health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this person health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him for each and every single one of his sins, grant him happiness in this world and akhirah, and any worries he may have, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove those. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, he was Alhamdulillah, really, we always should say Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly be sufficient for us. That's all for now, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Tomorrow, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we shall have someone. Yes, that is the correct answer. The correct answer is option number 4. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, I wish to have been able to speak more about this great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But inshallah, maybe another time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. That's all for now, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Somebody else has sent in a message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them too. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, tomorrow more rise and shine. Please do join us tomorrow. For now, continue to send salawat upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.